First of all, Tracy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Florent.
Florent, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like the good news is everybody's alive to talk about it, and you might get out today.
Yes.
How are you doing? How's Matthew doing?
I'm incredibly sore and sad that the whole thing happened. Of course, a lot of mom guilt that I was the one driving. The most important one to me is Matthew. He has two broken femurs. Both of them have been had pins put through, and they have external rods going through them to temporarily fix them for now. He has a skull fracture and a crack in his neck, a fracture in his neck. He had swallowed one tooth, and then three more were smashed, and those were pulled. He has a skull fracture and some broken bones in his face, and just a lot of bruising. But he's awake. They did take out his ventilator tube. It was, I believe, this morning, and took out his chest tube. And he is being moved from the ICU to a regular room today.
Excellent.
So he's waking up more. He's drinking water, eating popsicles, talking a little bit. His throat is very dry from the being having the breathing tube. But so he has his moments where he's awake, but he's very confused. He keeps crying and asking what happened and saying, "I don't understand." So being only four, that's probably pretty common to not understand and not know what's going on.
How bad were your injuries?
Mine? I just fractured the back of my neck. And my arm, which the vehicle landed on, which the jaws of life had to lift the car off of my arm, surprisingly was not broken, just incredibly bruised. Because of the fracture on my neck and head are very, very sore, and I just have a lot of bruising and very, very sore. And like I said, just more sadness over the whole thing happening.
And the other six are already out of the hospital.
They are. They were out the same day. They were all checked over just with scrapes, abrasions from their seatbelts, bumps, bruises, still some headaches. One of my daughters is going today to see her doctor. She's still battling with headaches. But they all walked out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, from what I understand, tell me if I'm wrong, but the trailer started to sashay a little bit when you're going down the road?
It did. It was very windy, and we hit a very open part of Highway 10. So the wind, it was very windy, and I actually even was able to talk to the two medics yesterday that flew my son, and they said as they were flying, they realized how very windy it was. And so the trailer started to sway with the wind, and I've driven it many times. I've backed it. I've driven it in snow. I'm very experienced with it, but I still wasn't able to stop it from swaying. I decelerated naturally. I just took my foot off the gas. I didn't try to slam on the brakes or anything. And as we kept going, it just kept swaying more. And I realized we were going to tip. We started rocking up onto two tires at a time, and I realized we were going to tip over. So I headed for the grassy ditch, which sloped very nicely down and back upwards. It was a very wide area. I thought, well, my hope was that we would kind of slope down into that and slow down and come to a stop. And as soon as I slightly turned to head for that, the weight of the trailer just kind of jackknifed us, and we started to flip, and we flipped about 3 to 5 times from what I understand. And then landed on our side. So,
you know, maybe a good thing you ended up in the median, because if you would have flipped on the pavement, the injuries may have been much worse.
Yeah, I guess my son, who is here, his car seat cracked completely in half. And I thought it was the jaws of life that cut him out, but the paramedics told me it was a bunch of amazing bystanders that lifted the truck up and were able to, so he would be able to be cut out and hit the position of his seat, car seat, and where he was is the one that took the brunt of the pressure. So you're right, had it taken the pressure on the concrete, the pavement over the grass, it might have been, very well could have been fatal for him.
Well, the best news is you all get to talk about it someday.
We do. We did have two dogs with us in the vehicle. One was killed in the crash, and one took off running, but we were able to recover her yesterday, so she is safe and sound at home. So we did lose one family member, but what the rest of us are, yes, safe and sound.
That's real good. Anything you'd like to add today?
I would just like to thank so much all the bystanders that were there, that got out of their cars and ran and helped us and cut my children out. There were people there before the police even got there that were cutting my children out of their seatbelts and lifting them out and getting them to safety. And there was one man in particular that held my hand throughout the entire thing, just asking me to focus on him. Because I was upside down and my arm was pinned, so I, of course, couldn't breathe very well. And I just kept saying, you know, screaming for my kids and asking if I was going to die. And he just really had me focus on him. And I think he really was a key part in saving my life. So I'd like to thank him and all the people that helped. And all of the, Matthew has a Caring Bridge website, and it's Matthew Florent 1. And all the well wishes that are coming into that Caring Bridge website have been incredible. So
that's caringbridge.com?
It's at Caring Bridge. I believe caringbridge.org is how you get to the site. And when you put in the person's name, it's Matthew Florent 1. And that's how you get to his site. And it tells his story. It has pictures of him. You can leave him messages in his guest book, and it shows, we have pictures of him before the accident, we have pictures of him with the breathing tube, and all the way through to now, where he's smiling without any front teeth, and all the way through. So it's kind of his little story. So I would encourage people to go on there and give him some well wishes.
If it's okay with you, I would really like to take our interview and the link to that website and attach it to our web story.
That would be great.
Okay. This is great that everybody's coming out of this, so.
Yeah.
I thank you for taking time with us today.
You're welcome.
You get well, Matthew, get well, and get home.
All right, thank you.